This place is a lot nicer than what I was expecting. It actually looks pretty nice. At least, it's nicer than any other hotel room that I've seen. Which, I guess, isn't saying a lot. But, hey, at least we got the view. Plus, if I remember correctly, I think we're the only ones who even got a view. I'm pretty sure we're the only ones lucky enough to see the beach. Well, I know that. Of course it's too dark to see right now. I mean, like, in the morning we'll probably see it. Just think about it. Waking up to the sun rising over the salt water of the Atlantic. It really can't get better than that, right? I mean, what more could you possibly want? This is literally everybody's dream vacation. What's not to love about it? Exactly. Nothing. See? I knew you'd finally come around to it. Look, I know that I wasn't the person that you expected to share a room with, but I promise you that I don't buy it, okay? We were just kinda the leftovers of the group, you know? In the end, it was destined that at least someone wasn't able to get their first choice for a roommate. What do you mean? Oh, really? I thought that you wanted to be paired up with my brother. I mean, you always hang out with him the most out of any of us. I feel like everyone expected you guys to jump on the opportunity of getting to share a room. Oh, okay. Yeah, actually, I guess that's pretty true. I can't really blame you for that. He can definitely be a little much sometimes. You don't even know the half of it. Believe me, I've spent my whole life with him and I'm surprised I can still put up with him. Well, don't get me wrong, he's a great guy, but he just doesn't seem to have an off switch. Don't even get me started on how many times he's woken me up in the middle of the night. Countless nights where I've had to tell him to shut up at like 2 in the morning. Always talking on the phone or playing some stupid video game. To the point where I'm not even sure if that man sleeps anymore. And I don't think this would be much different, to be honest. Thinking about it, you really dodged a bullet there. But don't worry. While you're with me, you can actually get some sleep. I can promise you that. No snoring, no video games, no nothing. If you ask me, you kind of lucked out here. Wait, that's a good idea. I'm 100% doing that when we get up tomorrow. I can guarantee you he's gonna say something about how he's tired or I didn't sleep well. I bet Ryan will probably put the blame on my brother. I can put money on it. No, Ryan's definitely not switching with any of us. Frankly, I think you're too good to trade off. Plus, if for some reason you did, he wouldn't even want to talk to me. I feel like he's so talkative around the rest of the group, but then when I go to strike up a conversation, he just shuts right up. It's very weird. Well, don't get me wrong. I would appreciate the peace and quiet, but after a while, I would just go insane. That's what I thought too. But I don't think he would have a crush on me. At least that's what I think. I remember overhearing him a couple months ago about how he liked some girl named Skylar. Whoever that is. And I can't imagine him changing up so quickly. Especially with how long he was stuck on that other girl. Me? No. Of course I don't like him. We've barely even talked, let alone gained feelings for each other. Who my crush is a whole nother conversation for a whole nother day, okay? No offense, but I'm definitely not gonna tell you tonight. I just don't think you're ready for the answer. No, I don't want to hear it. We can just leave it at that for tonight, okay? I don't want to say anything stupid. To be honest, I think I've already said too much. Well, never mind. Let's just go to bed already, okay? Yeah, I'm going to bed. It's 10 o'clock, and I'm so exhausted. I could only imagine you'd feel the same. Plus, we had to wake up at like 3 this morning to get to the airport. I think everybody at this point would be feeling at least a little tired. Well, that's fine if you're not gonna fall asleep, but I at least want you to get into bed so you're not moving around in the middle of the night, okay? Like I said before, I need to sleep. And I swear, if you wake me up, even if it's an accident, I'm kicking you out of the room. And I don't think that'd make either one of us happy. Well, don't keep testing me, okay? Keep it up and I might consider it. Oh, finally. Feels so good to lay down. You kinda take it for granted when you're up and walking for the whole day. Oh, don't even start. Those airplane seats were so uncomfortable. I think I'd actually rather have been standing. I could barely stand sitting there for 15 minutes, let alone a few hours. Well, I'm sorry. I'm not a traveler like you are. I can't even remember the last time that I was on a plane. Maybe a couple years ago? Oh, don't even. You make it sound like it's such a burden. If it's really such a problem, I would happily be willing to trade places with you. Just hurry up and get to bed already. Wait, what are you doing? Why are you taking off the cushions? You're not actually using the pullout, are you? For what? That thing is so hard to sleep on. I mean, it can't compare to the airplane seats, I'll give it that, but still pretty uncomfortable nonetheless. What do you mean? You can sleep right here. We have a bed for a reason. Yeah, I know we only have one bed, but what's the problem with it? You're scared to share a bed with a girl, huh? I'm just teasing. Jeez. You don't have to get so defensive over that. Look, I'm flattered that you hold me to such high standards, but I just can't let you use that pullout. I promise you, it's no problem sharing in bed. I'm not that mean. Yeah, there's plenty of room. You still have a whole half of the bed to yourself. And before you ask, no, I don't really have a problem with moving around in my sleep, okay? So you don't have to worry about me kicking you in the middle of the night or whatever. Like I said, it's completely fine. I have no problem with it, okay? Oh my gosh, why are you so stubborn? Yeah, I said you're being stubborn. I mean, just listen to yourself. That's like the definition of it. Actually, it might just be me, but it almost kind of looks like you're getting nervous in a way. Look, I know you're a guy and I'm a girl, but I really don't mind. Think of it like two friends sharing a bed instead, you know? Nothing awkward about that, right? Plus, it's not like I'm your crush or anything. So, what's the big deal? Just come on already. Here, either you get into bed or I'll drag you in myself. And I don't think either of us would be happy about the latter. Does it look like I'm lying? Finally, see? It wasn't that hard, was it? I'm glad you finally were able to come around. Here, you can sleep right here. Isn't it nice to sleep on a soft bed instead of that thin little mattress? Glad you could agree. For a second there, I thought you'd never join me. Well, I'm glad that you could finally make up your mind, even if it did take forever. Hey, come on, scoot in. You look like you're about this close falling off the bed. I'm almost tempted to push you. What was that? You moved like 2 inches. Like, actually, move closer, it's okay. You're acting like you're gonna die if you happen to touch me. I promise, I won't bite. Unless you ask me nicely, that is. Sorry, I'm just teasing. My gosh, you're way too easy. I just love to see that look on your face. It always makes me smile. I mean, come on, what did you expect? I've always been the one to tease you. Don't act like this is different. You don't get a free no teasing pass just because we're on vacation, okay? If anything, I would say you should probably get teased more. Especially when I found out we were sharing a room together. I can't even tell you how excited I was. Not only do I get to be with you outside the hotel, but inside as well. Sounded like a package deal to me. Oh, like I believe that. If you really didn't want to be made fun of, I would have been your last choice for roommate. Not your first. Exactly, see? As soon as you go silent, that's when I know I've won. Like I said, you're way too easy. Listen, it's okay. I promise I won't make fun of you for it, okay? If anything, I think it's kind of sweet of you. The only reason that I keep doing it is because I know how much you like it, even if you say otherwise. No offense, but you really do a horrible job at trying to hide it. I mean, it's kind of easy to tell when your face glows a bright red. It's not a bad thing, by any means. Actually, I kind of like it. What do you mean, why? I feel like I've made it pretty obvious by now. Gosh, you're so hopeless. times like these, I'm wondering how you even made it this far in life. Don't worry. Once I tell you, you'll understand how stupid you are. Well, you remember earlier when you asked about my crush, right? And I said that tonight wasn't a good night to tell you. Well, actually, I've kind of changed my mind over that. Wait, you really still don't get it? You've gotta be kidding me. I like you, idiot. And I think I've made that apparently obvious. Is that really much of a surprise? What? And this whole time you really thought I was teasing you for fun? Always wanting to spend time with you for no other reason than just to embarrass you? Well, don't get me wrong, I guess that was pretty fun too, but I'm not that cruel, okay? Come to think of it, I don't think I've ever done anything that you haven't gotten a good laugh out of in the end. Whatever I said or did, you always seemed to like it as much as I did. And everyone else knew that they were jokes. Or, shall I say, flirts. Maybe, except for you and my brother, who just thought I was being friendly, of course. Yeah, pretty much everyone knows about it. Or, at least, I think they know. I never told anyone, but I think they were able to put together the pieces themselves. I mean, that's the whole reason that we got paired together in the end. I'm pretty sure they were just trying to set us up anyway. But I guess it also helped that we were both each other's first choice, right? Speaking of which, why was I your first choice? I know about the noisy brother stick we were talking about earlier, but why me and not one of the other guys? Was it because of me? Come on, was it? I wanna hear it. Are you gonna say something or what? Well, if you can't say it, then can I just say it for you? Goodness, you're such a dork. You like me too, right? Is that what you were trying to say? Good. Don't worry, I accept your confession. There's no need to be nervous. At least not anymore. I kind of need that part for you. Here, scoot closer. You look like you're about to pass out. You can lighten up a little bit, I promise. I'm not gonna throw any more surprises at you. I think if I did, you probably wouldn't even be able to comprehend it at this point. Your brain still has to catch up. There may or may not be more surprises, but that's tomorrow's thing. Hey, do you mind if I put my arms around you? Just for a bit? I don't know. I kind of want to. You will? Like, actually? What happened to the dork I was just talking to earlier? I don't think he would have let me do it. True. I guess our relationship status has changed now. We've been upgraded from friends to, I guess, dating? Is that the right word? I mean, we literally just found out that we like each other less than 5 minutes ago. Might be a little too quick to say that. Well, then what if we just went on a date? I would say that would consider us dating, right? I guess that's easy enough. But for now, I guess we're just soon to be dating. How does that sound? I like that. That's better. My arms around yours. Isn't it nice? I feel like I could just fall asleep like this. I don't know how comfortable that'd be for you, though. Just looking at you, I can tell this is already a little much. Oh, it's fine. Well, how about I just squeeze you a little bit tighter? Is that still okay? My little dork isn't afraid of girls anymore. You're so brave now. What? You wanna get a little closer to me? Of course, baby. You can get as close as you want, okay? You look so cute right now. Why are you looking up at me like that? What? You want something more? You can ask me, baby. I'm not gonna bite. Just tell me whatever you want, and I'll give it to you. Come on, baby, don't be shy. We're already almost dating. You don't have to be shy anymore. Good boy. Come here, baby. You did so good, baby. I know this is what you wanted all this time, but it just feels so good to tease you. Even now, I want to tease you a little more. I know what you want, baby, but you're gonna have to ask very nicely for it. I want you to ask me for it. And ask nicely, okay? And maybe if you do a good job, I will give it to you. Is that all you have, baby? Come on, ask a little better. I know you have way more than that to give. That's better. Why don't you just beg me a little more? What? I told you that I want to tease you. I can tell that you need it so bad, but just a little bit more, baby. Ask me a bit nicer. You really need it that bad? You can't wait any longer? No? You're so cute. Of course I will give it to you, baby. Come on, lay back. Let me get on top of you. So hot, baby. Is this what you wanted? Yeah? Is this exactly how you imagined it? I know. Doesn't feel good. I can tell that it feels good. You look so good, baby. Yeah. Of course it feels good to me too, baby. You're doing such a good job. I want you to do a good job for me, okay? Be a good boy for me and then you can get this as many times as you want. Keep going like that, baby. You're doing so good. Yeah, of course. You can touch whatever you want. I'm all yours tonight, baby. You're so much hotter than I imagined. Fuck. Me too. Stop it. You're too cute, baby. Keep going like that. It feels so good. Oh, fuck. Yeah. I love you so much, baby. I've always loved you so much. Keep going, baby. Don't stop. Good boy.